Now, since 1929, the Bondi Pavilion has been one of Sydney's greatest cultural hubs, with the space being used for a plethora of events over the years. However, the Waverley Council is planning on spending a massive $38 million redeveloping the building, with the interests of commercial operators being heavily prioritised. Now, this weekend, the Pavilion is hosting a free concert, including to raise awareness for the proposal, with live acts like the Hoodoo Gurus, Art vs Science, showing the support for the venue. And to have a chat about it this morning, and about the event and about the Pavilion itself, is singer-songwriter known for Karma County. He's a music producer and local, Brendan Gallagher. Good morning to you, sir.
G'day, Mick. How you going? Great track from Katie Baker, by the way.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, it's a good tune. It's a good tune. And music, it's important, isn't it? We all love music. We all love listening to it. And there's this big concert that's on this Sunday to, I guess, raise awareness to what the Waverley Council are planning on doing to the Pavilion. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, it's not being presented by the council. It's being presented by the Save the Bondi Pavilion Committee, which is a bunch of local Bondi residents who have sort of formed a group to oppose the development of Bondi Pavilion. A lot of angry people in the local area about basically taking public space off the local people. Bondi Pavilion, if you Google Bondi Pavilion, it says on the map, Bondi Pavilion Community Cultural Centre, and where the little orange dot appears, it says iconic seaside venue for cultural events. And that is the primary purpose of the Bondi Pavilion. And Waverley Council's current plans are to basically take away the top floor of the pavilion from the general public, take the access away, demolish some of the existing infrastructure like the recording studios and rehearsal rooms. And to do that, to put the local ratepayers into debt to the tune of $38 million. And it's beyond the pale for the ratepayers and locals of Bondi, and so we've been fighting the council for over 6 months, and this event is to raise awareness about what's going on.
I personally didn't realise that the Bondi Pavilion, other than being a really great-looking building and really iconic to the Bondi Beach, I didn't realise it was used for such events. You know, I've been to the top floor once, and it's a really nice area, but so they actually have a lot of events up there, like recordings, rehearsals. What sort of events are usually up there?
The theatre is one of my favourite acoustic spaces in the country. It's a beautiful old theatre. You know, I think it seats 230 people. You can go out during interval, and there's the greatest view in Sydney, overlooking the beach, and have a drink and go back in. It's had a fully functioning recording studio since 2000. And in that time, I've made records there. Art vs Science has made records there. Rufus have made records there. It's one of the best kept secrets in Sydney music. There are dance classes there, capoeira classes, pottery. This is a real cultural hub. And the thing about Bondi is it's a high impact tourist zone. And it's the one place that the locals have, which is, it's like a town hall. You know, this place is utilized on a daily basis by the locals to do, you know, creative things. Yeah. And it really astounds me that the council would, you know, they should have bragging rights. They should be able to tell all the tourists who come to Bondi Beach, hey, you know, that band Rufus that just, you know, toured North America and played Coachella, and, you know, they make their music here. I mean, go figure.
Yeah, and it seems indicative of what's been going on in Sydney over the last few years is that we used to be a really art-centric city, you know, lots of culture, lots of these great sort of things, and more and more we're just seeing not only lockout laws, but just redevelopment, taking away that culture of the city.
Well, a lot of this is coming from the big end of town and from Macquarie Street. You know, the mayor of Waverley, Sally Betts, is a part-time worker in Malcolm Turnbull's office. Malcolm Turnbull has been glaringly absent in this issue. He is the local member for this area. It's in his bailiwick. You know, he might have backed Bondi Beach in the Melbourne Cup the other day, but he hasn't shown his face, hand, or whatever in support of his constituency. We've asked him many, many times to have an opinion, to say something, but he's been true to his FIS status, and he's just kept shtum the whole time.
Yeah, it's not good when such an iconic venue that, you know, everyone recognizes worldwide, that it's just not appreciated by the people who, you know, are supposed to represent it.
I mean, one of my jobs is being on the Save the Bondi Pavilion is I know a few people, so I've been getting people to do testimonials on video and posting them. And Sam Neill, who's a Kiwi, said that Bondi Beach is the envy of the world and the Bondi Pavilion is the pearl of Bondi Beach. And it is. It's a very, it's a much-loved local institution, and Waverley Council has bitten off more than they can chew if they think that they can privatise the top floor and expect the locals to fund someone's new restaurant. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. You got some great people like Michael Caton, Ben Lee, all speaking out.
Jack Thompson, Julia Zemiro, Dave Faulkner, you know. Everyone sort of goes, what? You're going to do what?
Yeah.
Now, since the council doesn't seem to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Dave Faulkner, of course, he's going to be headlining with his band, the Hoodoo Gurus, on Sunday at this event. Can you tell us a bit about the event?
Well, it kicks off at 1:30 at the Dolphin Court, which is the southern side of the pavilion. It's just outside where the little statue of the dolphin is. Starts off at 1:30, and first up is the Dawsons. The Dawsons feature, I think, at least three young guys who graduated from the Bondi Wave music program. The Bondi Wave has been going for, I think, 20 years, possibly more. I teach at the Bondi Wave, and basically it's like rock and roll high school for the nice. Local teenagers. I taught a generation of kids. You know, now I see them, you know, I go to Melbourne, I look around, and, hey, that drummer, I know you, but you look bigger, you know. they come through the program. You know, some of these bands like Green Buzzard, who just signed a deal with Winterman and Goldstein and played Splendor in the Grass. Yeah. These kids started in the pavilion. You know, it's a breeding ground for creative people and songwriters. So the Dawsons are kicking off first. They're a great band. We've got some of the cultural elements of Bondi Pavilion sort of performing through there. We've got some African drumming. We've got the Bondi dancers, young kids. Second artist is Martha Marlowe, who I also taught at the Bondi Wave, another artist who's been kicking goals. Last year she recorded one of Randy Newman's songs for an international Qantas ad.
Nice.
So another talented person to come through the Bondi Wave. They demolished the music and rehearsal studios. That won't happen down at the Pavilion anymore. They're talking about building a recording studio on the fifth floor of the car park in Bondi Junction. Oh. Yeah, another great idea from the council. Second last on the bill, we have the wonderful Art vs. Science DJ set.
Mm-hmm.
Dan McNamee from Art vs. Science has been very outspoken about what's going on at the Pavilion.
They'll
get the party going. They're great guys. Yeah. And they recorded their last part of their last album at the studio. They know the value of it, and they've been online on videos, you know, decrying the council's plan. And then last but not least, Australian music legends, the Hoodoo Gurus, awesome. Who I can remember going to see in the late 70s when they were still called Le Hoodoo Gurus. they'll rock the house. You know, they've been doing it for 40 years.
Oh, they are great, so great live, and really passionate about these sort of things. So it'll be great to
Dave's very upset about this, and yes. Read some of his comments. he's even a bit more straight-speaking than me.
Well, get on down, 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, Dolphin Court at Bondi Pavilion. Look, show your support for something that's very important. Doesn't matter where you live in Sydney, you should get behind these sort of things, because if we don't protest it, these things will just keep on happening. So,
and the other, like you said, the other thing about the Bondi Pavilion, okay, I'm a local, but it is a national treasure.
Yeah.
It belongs to everybody, and if this plan goes ahead, it will take it away from the Australian people.
Indeed it will. Brendan Gallagher, thank you so much for your time on 2SCR this morning. Good luck with the protest, and I'll get on down there and see you.
Great. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks for your time.